All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, what have you driven lately?
So driven actually a really fun car, Dad, which is the all-new, all-electric Genesis GV70. So they have an all-gas model, right, of a GV70, mm-hmm. which is kind of their mid-size SUV, I guess you would call it. You know, the typical five passenger, really, you know, four-size adult. But this is the all-electric version, which is really, really great. It's got two motors on it, I should say. I want to make sure I clarify. All-wheel drive is standard, over 400 horsepower, which is really phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And honestly, just really blast to drive. And we've driven a similar car that Hyundai has, you know, similar cars, but Genesis, you know, a standalone brand, kind of the ultimate luxury of that side. And that's what you get with this car. You know, beautiful ambient lighting, you know, heated and ventilated front seat. You got a really fun, Dad, which I know this is becoming more and more standard on some of these vehicles, which is on the all-electric vehicles, which is this boost mode.
Right.
And that's a mode that I got to take advantage of, which I know you and I have kind of talked about several times, which is it kind of goes sort of, I guess I'll call it Tesla. You know, they've got their ludicrous mode at times. It's not quite to the same extent, but it basically just gives you some extra power for a little bit of drive time for about 10 seconds. And I'll tell you, this car, and it doesn't matter at sea level or not, people have tested this thing 0 to 60 in almost 4 seconds.
Wow.
So really, really a fast vehicle, fun to drive, only about 236 miles of range, Dad. And I will say with this car, because we've driven some other all-electric vehicles, SUVs, that sort of late, that you can actually, we kind of talked about one a few weeks ago, that you can charge with just your normal 110 outlet. This car, you would need a dedicated, you know, I guess they call them like a level 2 charger, right? Yeah. Dad, you know, 220 charger that you would put in and stuff. And a lot of these companies, Dad, you can actually include those in the price of the vehicle. So just something to note. This car can, at certain superchargers, go from 10% to 80% in under 20 minutes. So if you're thinking about that, that's, again, a nice little feature that they've got enabled. And like I said, for us, price on this vehicle, Dad, I want to say it was about $73,000, $74,000. Okay. But again, you are getting a luxury SUV with the all-electric components, and you and I have talked about this before. Some of that value and some of that performance, right, that I was just mentioning, comes with a little bit higher price tag. Not that it's a big deal, not that it's a deterrent, but if you're in the market, folks, and Dad, you and I have talked about this, there's lots of these manufacturers that are kind of coming out with their versions of these all-electric SUVs, where you get, you know, sort of in the mid 200s in terms of fuel or you know, distance or
right.
or range, as they would say.
Right.
But outside of that, Dad, really enjoyed the car. We've talked about the GV70 before as far as the all-gas version, and it's not that different. And one thing I want to note, this does not have a traditional frunk that you would expect on some of these all-electric SUVs,
okay.
which has helped keep a lot of its aesthetics the same from the gas model, right?
Okay.
So this car does not look super futuristic-y, and I don't even know if that's a word, so my apologies. But it doesn't look super out there, right, Dad, as some of these other models are. And that's a really kind of, in my opinion, a nice feature that they've done, where they've given this car some of the styling that the gas model has, and so you really don't know a big difference, which is kind of, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but just something to know. And they've also done a fantastic job at hiding the plug on this vehicle.
Yeah, it's up front.
It actually took me about 2 or 3 minutes to figure it out
because
it's in the grill.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have it has a traditional grill, right? But it doesn't need the airflow
right.
that some of the other cars
right.
Need these days, right? You know, some of the gas powered vehicles need. And so just again, something to note. Overall, Dad, I was highly impressed with it. I think they did a fantastic job on it. Again, the only gripe that I have is the range. But honestly, for most people, Dad, that 240 miles or so of range will be more than enough as long as you're able to plug it in, you know, every so often.
Right.
And as chargers are getting more and more plentiful. So, and by the way, it's only being sold in certain states. Colorado is one of those states it's being sold in. So I highly encourage you, get out to your local Genesis dealer, test it, test drive it if they've got one on the lot. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.